And a good Tuesday morning to you. Welcome into the Nick Craig Show, streaming live this morning on YouTube, Rumble, and X. Don't forget that you can take the show with you 24/7 on demand by checking out the Nick Craig Show in your favorite podcast app. Just search for the show, hit the subscribe or follow button, and you'll take a new program with you each and every weekday morning. You can also listen online by visiting the website nickcraig.com. We've got a very busy Tuesday edition for you this morning after what I can only describe as one of the more interesting New Hanover County Commission meetings that I've ever watched and been in person for yesterday afternoon. We've been talking about it for the last couple of weeks. Yesterday afternoon, the New Hanover County Board of Commissioners held their legally obligated public comment period on their proposed fiscal year budget, which kicks off July 1 of this year. We've gone through the details, a massive tax hike for the citizens and residents of New Hanover County, a nearly $40 million increase in for what was the past last year's budget into what we're seeing this year. This is a massive increase, a massive 16% increase in the county government budget from last year to this year. We've gone through the details. We've gone through some of the criticism, rightfully so, that has been lobbied at members of the at the board as a whole for this budget. Now, the budget comes from staff. You've got the county manager and his staff that proposed the budget. You've had a series of workshops that have taken place over the last couple of months where they have gone through some of the details. And we learned some very, very concerning information yesterday as it relates to the budget. The new proposal that was put forth by county staff yesterday set a tax rate of 33.9 cents per $100 of property value. That was the recommendation or the most recent recommendation that was put forward. However, what we learned is in that 33.9 cents, the tax rate is not actually going down. What the county is doing is spending borrowing, more than $8 million to lower the tax rate artificially. You've all heard the saying or the story. You've all seen the story from the Bible, you know, robbing Peter to pay Paul. Everybody's familiar with that. That is exactly what New Hanover County is attempting to do with this so-called decrease in rate to 33.9 cents. It's not an actual decrease in property taxes. It is a one-time $8 million influx of cash that the county will get for borrowing that money that will accrue interest and cost way more than $8 million to pay off in 5, 8, 10 years, however long it takes the county to pay that money off. Because of staff's unwillingness and certain board members' unwillingness to be serious about taxes, because certain members of the New Hanover County Board of Commissioners feel that it's just not worth their time. That's what I've determined, and I'll play my comments coming up as well as another citizen's comments coming up a little bit later on in the show this morning. Because of their unwillingness to just actually look at the budget, to actually cut the tax rate, they are deciding to just borrow money to make it seem like your taxes are not going to go up as much. By the way, this is a one-time Band-Aid, if you even want to call it that. Because when the next budget rolls around next year, when we begin this process coming up, you're going to be in the exact same boat, except you'll now be $8 million more dollars in debt that you're going to have to service. So is the plan going forward, borrow $8 million, then maybe $10 million next year, then $12 or $13 million the year after that to artificially lower the tax rate? Or do we actually want to get serious about looking at government spending? You've got two commissioners that are. You've got Commissioner Dane Scalise and Commissioner Leanne Pierce that are serious about the issue. You've heard their comments. Dane has joined us here on the show. We look forward to catching up with Leanne in the next couple of weeks. You've heard their comments at the meetings. I've got more from them coming up this morning as well. They're serious about it. They understand the situation and the position that this puts New Hanover County in. And it's unfortunate that the two Democrat members in Rob Zappel, Stephanie Walker, seem unwilling to really wrap their head around that. Now, what made last night so interesting is from all intents and purposes, from everything that we have seen publicly, it appeared that the chairman of the board, Republican chair Bill Rivenbark, was going with Rob Zappel and Stephanie Walker in support of their budget proposal, which would have included a massive property tax increase in New Hanover County. As the meeting went on yesterday, and it was a long meeting, the public comment period and all of the discussion lasted almost an hour and a half at yesterday's meeting. It was a very lengthy process that took place. We learned that, at least it appears to me in my call to you this morning, is that Chairman Bill Rivenbark, who made the point that this budget has a major impact on the community, he said this, quote, "What we're getting ready to do touches every single person in this room and this county. It's a big deal, and I do not take that lightly. I've got some questions I want to ask, and I'm just not going to do it tonight." At the beginning of the meeting, he mentioned that he did not want to vote on the budget tonight. Typically, staff does, or typically the commissioners do not vote on the budget right after the public hearing. Typically, they vote on it later in the month. They've got two meetings a month, one in the afternoon, one in the morning. They decided to, they typically do it in that second meeting. You let the public comment period go, you allow some additional comments to trickle in, and then you vote on the budget. I was expecting, not based on any, I didn't have any insider information here, just based on all of the conversation that I've watched unfold at the previous commission meetings, at the workshop meetings, I was very confident that there was going to be a vote on the budget yesterday afternoon. There was not. And it was because it appears that Chairman Rivenbark still has some unanswered questions. And so my call to action now and over the next couple of weeks is to continue to email, continue to call your members of the New Hanover County Board of Commissioners, all five of them, and encourage them to sit down, to continue the conversation, and to find a way to provide real relief and real tax rate reductions to the citizens and residents of New Hanover County. Now, it appears that there's going to be another budget workshop meeting that is slated to take place. There was not scheduled to be one. The last one was a couple of months, or was, you know, at this point about a month or so ago. There was not scheduled to be any more budget workshop meetings. But based on the conversation last night, which we'll get into, that appears to be coming to fruition, meaning that the commissioners will once again sit down with the county manager, once again sit down with county staff, and hash out some of these details. Very, very interesting meeting. A lot of public input at the meeting last night as well, which of course is always always appreciated. I mean, it's always great when you've got an engaged, involved, active community that is going to these meetings. So going back to the meeting yesterday afternoon, county staff provided a brief update. I'm not going to get into the details on it. It's a lot of numbers, and if I'm being honest, it's rather confusing. But it set a new tax rate at 33.9 cents per $100. That was what was officially proposed to the Board of Commissioners last night. I would like to get into some comments. We'll start off with Commissioner Dane Scalise on this 33.9 cents and what he calls is kind of a charade in artificially in lowering the tax rate. Here's Commissioner Scalise yesterday afternoon.
I would urge the commission to reconsider a couple of things. Whenever we were first presented with the staff's recommended budget at the last meeting, and there was a charge from Commissioner Zappel to reduce the rate to 33.9 cents from 35 cents, I think it was a fair assumption by myself, as well as any number of citizens, that that reduction would result from removing items from the budget. But instead, what was proposed was adding $3.5 million additional dollars to the budget and then paying for it by borrowing $8 million and then taking $4.3 million from our mental health fund that we have previously argued we wanted to leave intact.
I'm going to stop Commissioner Scalise right there. County staff was directed at their last commission meeting to come back with a lower rate of 33.9 cents. And instead of actually looking at ways to cut the budget, which they unequivocally can, this idea that there's not a single penny that can be squeezed out of the county budget is absurd. There is absolutely money to be saved if you're serious about it. And I would argue, based on everything that I've watched unfold over the last couple of months, that county staff is not serious about saving that money. I think that's a fair assessment, because what you saw at the last commission meeting and what you saw proposed yesterday afternoon was them adding almost $4 million additional dollars to the budget. And to try and offset that, their solution was, we're going to go out and borrow money to pay for it. That was their solution to commissioners telling them, we want to see a lower rate. They didn't cut anything. Instead, they added $3.5 million additional to the budget, making that what was a $39 million increase somewhere in the $42-ish million increase over last year's budget. It's completely uncalled for.
So that it would continue to pay dividends for some number of years and we wouldn't use it for programmatic items. I've made my general objections to the budget well known, both in meetings, in writings. I'm not going to reiterate those points today, but I would ask the commission to please reconsider the wisdom of borrowing money to artificially lower the rate. It is not 33.9 cents. It is 33.9 cents in name only. We are borrowing money to pretend that the rate is coming down. That is the epitome of bad governance. And I would strenuously contend that there are better ways for us to manage our dollars. And quite frankly, and I know that this may surprise the people up here, maybe people in the room, but I'm unlikely to vote on the budget unless it changes dramatically. That is not going to be a surprise. But I would argue that it is more prudent for you to leave the rate at what it was rather than borrow money to pay for it in the future, because we have to pay for that money. It's not like it becomes free. You borrow money, it just doesn't manifest and then never have to be repaid. No, you have to pay it, and you have to pay it with interest. So if you're going to raise the amount of dollars that we're putting into the budget, please do the appropriate thing and actually make the tax rate reflect what it is that you're planning to pay for in this next year.
So those are the comments there from Commissioner Scalise, and what he says there at the end is absolutely spot on. I mean, why would you go forward and borrow money to artificially lower the tax rate? I mean, it makes absolutely no sense. It makes there is no justification that you can use to justify how that is a good idea. There is no rationale you can use to justify that being a good idea, because that $8 million that you're borrowing is going to be paid back over an extended period of time. Right, that money is not, you're not borrowing $8 million now and paying it back 3 days later, which is what Commissioner Rob Zappel indicated. He's like, oh, we're going to pay off this debt in a year, only for the county manager to come back and say, no, that's not the case at all. Meaning that $8 million is going to accrue interest and will just roll over into the county's debt service payments that they do every single year. And you can look at the county budget right now and you can see all of the outstanding debt that the county owns and the fees that have to be paid on that every year, the fees and the debt that has to be paid back, right? When you borrow money, somebody is making money on it. And so there's an interest rate associated with borrowing money. Now, fortunately, New Hanover County is in a good spot economically that they can borrow money relatively cheaply. They've got a AAA bond rating. It's very inexpensive for them to borrow money. That doesn't justify borrowing money to artificially lower the tax rate. For people that plan on living here for more than the next year or two, you're going to be paying on that debt in your later taxes. I mean, you've heard the phrase and the saying, kicking the can down the road. That is exactly what this is. Because of the government and the staff, and I would argue the county manager's ability to look at the budget and find meaningful cuts and meaningful savings, they want to kick the can down the road so that 10 years from now, 5 years from now, your taxes go up even more to make up the $8 million that they borrowed in 2025. It is piss poor government. There's no other way to describe it. You know, and it's so funny because the county's motto is the model of good governance. What a bunch of crap. Good governance? Is borrowing money to artificially lower a tax rate? Under what guise is that good governance? No, I can't imagine that a finance manager would say that's a prudent way to handle taxpayer dollars. That is a prudent way to deal with county spending. We're not borrowing money for capital, right? You could say, all right, we're going to go borrow money. We're going to build, we're going to build something. We're going to build a new park. We're going to make some major investment into infrastructure in New Hanover County. You want to go out and borrow money to do that? Absolutely. That's why money is there to be borrowed. That's why financial institutions and bonds and all of that stuff exists, so that you can borrow funds. But the idea that you would borrow money simply to put it in your bank account to artificially lower the tax rate for citizens while you continue to grow the size, scale, and scope of government year after year after year is completely absurd. It's completely absurd. And as it stands right now, the county is already spending $24 million next year on debt, on installment debt. That they've already got that dealt with. Then there's another $2 million that they're going to be spending on bonded debt. So you've got over $26 million out of the county's budget next year that's already going to debt. Now they want to tack on another $8 million on top of that. It is completely absurd. Phenomenal commentary there from Commissioner Scalise. We'll now turn it over to Leanne Pierce, the vice chair of the Board of Commissioners, who made some brought forth her concerns as it relates to this proposed budget as well.
When you increase taxes, we're already looking at high interest rates. We're looking at insurance increases again and again. That passes down to the homeowner. It passes down, if you're a renter, it passes down to you because they're going to increase your rents so that they can pay that. Businesses will increase their cost of goods to cover those services that they're providing. So those are some things that are an issue for me. But bigger than that, we never had a look back at our budget from last year. We've been talking for weeks about enhancements and the extra $39 million, but we didn't look at any tax cuts of our existing budget. So I have some problems with that. I think we could have had some savings in our existing budget.
I'm going to stop Commissioner Pierce right there. I found that to be very interesting. They hadn't even looked at their last year's budget, which as it was passed, their adopted budget last year was $448 million from the county website. $448 million was the approved budget last year. They didn't, according to Commissioner Pierce, they didn't even look at last year's budget and look at areas that they could make cuts as it relates to this year. Now, they went through that process last year, sure. But typically, when you'd be looking at a budget or something of that nature, you would look at last year and see, well, what didn't work? What can we not roll forward to this year because maybe it didn't provide a good ROI? Maybe it didn't provide a good set of services for the community, or it didn't make the idea, or it didn't really meet the idea of what we were trying to do with it, right? You would look at things that you've done in the past to determine whether you continue doing those in the future or not. And I found it rather shocking that she brought that point forward, that they didn't even do that as commissioners. It's very interesting.
What would we have done if this had not been a tax reeval year? Where would that $39 million come from? So those are some things we really need to think about. I don't see that we're going to vote tonight. I would like to see us at a revenue neutral rate. I've never seen a revenue neutral budget been presented. So I take issue with that. Just because it's a tax reeval year, I don't think that we could we look at that. We need to find out how we can fund our school system, and it's not being done in this budget. We're adding, I don't know, I have it here, 22, 23 new positions just in our library system. I mean, there's a lot of new positions in this budget that will require perpetual funding from here to forever, and it'll always increase with the cost of living. So those budget items will continue to grow. So that's where I'm at with it. I'm not in favor of this budget. And
it's an incredibly frustrating process to watch unfold. It's incredibly frustrating that year after year after year, county government continues to grow. It's very frustrating that every single time you watch a county budget meeting, every time that you watch this process unfold, there's never any discussion on how we can lower spending, which therefore translates into lower taxes for your residents, lower taxes for the people that have to pay that bill, right? You don't get a choice whether you pay your property taxes. I mean, technically, I guess you do. If you choose not to pay your property taxes, you will lose your house. And so your option is either pay it or lose the property that you own. I would not really consider that much of a choice. I don't really think you've got a whole hell of a lot of options as it relates to that. You either pay it or you lose your house. Really, that's not much of an option there. So you and I don't get a choice whether we continue to fund the county government at this ballooning rate. A budget that presumably next year will be over $500 million. And the point that Commissioner Pierce makes about affordable housing is absolutely the case. When the county raises the property tax rate, which they are doing by not going with a revenue neutral budget, everything becomes more expensive. And you might say, well, I don't own a house. I rent from an apartment, or I rent from a private individual that owns a property. That money is going to be passed on to you. The property tax rate on that apartment complex is going to go up significantly. I can promise you that the entity that operates the apartment complex or the condo complex you live in is going to pass that along to you. If you rent a house from just a regular individual, I can promise you that that rate is going to go up to make the difference on what could be potentially thousands of more dollars a year that those individuals are now going to owe to the county due to this high tax rate. And the semantics, of course, continue to unfold with all of this. Well, technically, it's a lower rate. Yes, it absolutely is a lower rate. That's because property values soared on average 67% in New Hanover County. And to one last point that Commissioner Pierce made, and you've heard me mention this before as well. Had property reevaluation not taken place last year, and those new rates not gone into effect this year, would County Manager Chris Coudray and would his employees, would they have gone to the county commissioners and said, we need a $40 million increase in government spending? I can bet you dollars to donuts that would not have happened. I can almost guarantee you that the county manager would not have brought forth a proposal that included a $40 million increase had property values not soared by 67%. That's the reason all of this is happening. The county believes that they have a windfall of cash. Again, you don't have a choice whether you pay it. But because the county believes that they have a windfall of cash, they will find a way to spend it. The library budget is going up by 41.5% in the next year under the proposed budget that we looked at a couple of weeks ago. The information technology budget is going up by 18%. It's almost a $2.5 million increase. The county manager's budget is going up by 16% year over year. But these are real amounts of money that have a real impact on the citizens of New Hanover County. And I want to play you one of those comments. Again, as I mentioned, the public comment period taking place at the meeting yesterday afternoon. Longtime friend of the show, Tom, always engaged in what's going on locally as it relates to politics. He spoke at the commission meeting yesterday and made some very solid points about this increase in taxes and the impact it's going to have on the community. Take a listen.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman and Commissioners. Tom Morgan. I live here in Wilmington. I have to admit, when I first heard about this budget, FY 26 budget, I thought there's got to be a misprint here. $40 million on top of what your budget was last year. And then I got to delving into it, and I thought, no, it's not a misprint. So, and I know during reval years, you have the smoke and mirrors about, oh, okay, we're going to reduce our tax rate. Yeah, you do. But I certainly agree with the starting point should have been the revenue neutral rate, which, you know, one published it was 29.1, but I think now everybody's agreed it was 29.2. So I'll go with that. So if you take the rate that was just mentioned tonight, the 33.9, and you compare that against the 29.2, you're talking about a 16% increase in the above what the reval rate is. To me, neither amounts, whether it had been the original 20% at 35 or the 16%, that's not acceptable. For 2025, I'm retired, live on fixed income. I got 2.5% increase in my Social Security benefits. Far cry from 16%. So in my opinion, this budget needs to be reworked. It needs to be somewhere between 2.5% or 5% above revenue neutral rate. And one other thing I'd like to point out is that whenever you increase property taxes, you know, you increase cost to home buyers, homeowners, and renters. And every time we turn around, I'm seeing in the newspaper, seeing on TV about affordable housing. Well, let me tell you, when you go and you increase property taxes 16%, then you make housing less affordable because your mortgage rates are going up, because your escrow accounts are going up. If you don't have a mortgage, your money's coming out to pay the extra taxes. And if you rent property, your rents are going up because your landlord is going to roll that increased cost into the rents whenever they can, whenever your lease comes due. So in closing, I'll just tell what my mama used to tell me. Son, you got to live within your means. That applies to local government. New Hanover County, you need to live within your means. Please rework this budget. Thank you.
Some great commentary there from Tom. He's been a friend for quite some time. And the point he brings up about affordable housing is exactly right on the head. Every single time you turn on a city council meeting or a New Hanover County Board of Commissioners meeting, I'll get to my comments a little bit later on, you hear the same bullshit over and over again. Affordable housing this, affordable housing that, affordable this, affordable that. How can you possibly convince yourself that you are serious about so-called affordable housing when you are jacking up individuals' property tax rates by, in some cases, hundreds of percents? How can you tell me that you are serious about affordable housing when you are increasing the county budget by $40 million compared to last year, and you are putting that burden on the tax base in the county of which you're trying to make things more affordable? It is a completely illogical statement. It is the quintessential definition of gaslighting. You are not serious about affordable housing if you are going to increase people's taxes by thousands of dollars a year. It makes absolutely no sense. You don't need to have a poli-sci degree or an accounting degree. You don't need to be a CPA to wrap your head around the idea that raising taxes makes housing less affordable. So the next time that you hear members of the county commission talking about, bleeding heart liberals on the county commission talking about affordable housing, I want you to know that they're full of shit. Plain and simple. You can't put money towards affordable housing while making everybody's rent and everybody's property taxes more expensive. The math doesn't work out. It's a buzzword. It's something that sounds good coming out of a politician's mouth. Look, affordable housing, affordable housing, affordable housing. Sounds great, doesn't it? How is this more affordable for housing? You're talking about first-time home buyers. You're talking about seniors that are on fixed income, things like Social Security. Tell me how their housing is becoming more affordable when you increase the county budget by $40 million and raise their property taxes. The answer is you can't, because it's a completely illogical situation. You can't profess your faith to affordable housing. You can't tell me that you are serious about affordable housing while you're going to sit back in your chair and vote on a budget that increases every single person's taxes within the county. It's a lie. It is gaslighting at the absolute worst degree. Phenomenal commentary there from Tom. Appreciate him showing up to the meeting last night and making that point. And you heard similar comments from Commissioner Pierce and similar comments from Commissioner Scalise. It's just insane. I mean, the mental math that you have to twist yourself through to justify raising taxes and then profess your faith to affordable housing is just absurd. It is completely absurd. But that's what you're watching happen. Every single time this discussion comes up, you've got Democrats on the county commission that talk about how important it is to make housing more affordable. I remember just back a couple of years ago, I couldn't find the clip. I was trying to last night. I spent an hour trying to find it and I couldn't. I remember specifically listening to Bill Rivenbark, who is going to be the swing vote on this whole thing, a couple of years ago, talking about how nurses and firefighters and teachers and other first responders, police, how they can't afford to live in New Hanover County because we don't have enough affordable housing. I remember this. It is beaten into my brain. I specifically remember those comments being made by him and talking about how the county needs to continue to invest in affordable housing so that the nurses, the teachers, the firefighters, the law enforcement, how they can live in our community and work in our community. And so my question to Commissioner Rivenbark this morning is, how are those folks going to live in this community? How are you making it any more affordable for those folks to live in this community if you support a budget that jacks up property taxes? You've made their rents less affordable. You've made their mortgage payments more expensive. Their costs are going up across the board. It is a simple math equation. It's not Republican. It's not Democrat. It's not conservative. It's not liberal. It's a simple math equation. If people's escrow accounts don't have enough money in them, their mortgage company is going to reassess their mortgage and will increase their monthly payment to make up the difference in their escrow account. That's how the process works. I've been through it as a homeowner in New Hanover County. If you rent a property from a major property management group, maybe you live in an apartment complex, they are going to be spending tens, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars more on their property taxes next year. That rate is going to be passed on to their renters. If you rent a house or a property from an individual that pays the taxes on it, they are going to pass that increase, which could be thousands of dollars, along to you, meaning your rent is going to be hundreds of dollars more per month. Your mortgage payments could be hundreds of dollars more per month to deal with the offset of that cost. It's a simple math equation. It's not political. It's just math. And I know, we have to define math. That's a very hard thing for the left to deal with. Everything has got a fluid definition now, but it's math. Very, very simple equation. This amount of increase is going to cost me this amount of dollars. Not overly complicated. We'll get into some more details on, again, what I call the very interesting county commission meeting yesterday afternoon. Before that, I want to tell you about the law group here in Wilmington and thank them for their continued support of the show. When legal challenges arise, trust the law group in Wilmington. Since 2003, their experienced attorneys have provided high-quality, affordable legal services across Eastern North Carolina. Whether you're in a situation where you're facing a divorce, maybe you're looking to buy a property, we're navigating a real estate transaction, or you're in a position where you need a strong defense, the law group has your back. Their dedicated team ensures your questions are answered and issues are resolved promptly. Great news, they're located in downtown Wilmington and just a phone call away at 910-251-6088, or you can visit them online at lawgroupnc.com. That's 910-251-6088, or online at their website, lawgroupnc.com. The Law Group, experience and dedication you can rely on. We appreciate their continued support of the Nick Craig Show. On the other side, we will have more details, a very interesting back and forth exchange between Leanne Pierce and Rob Zappel, plus some discussions with the county manager coming up from yesterday's New Hanover County Commission meeting. You're listening to The Nick Craig Show, streaming live this morning on YouTube, Rumble, and X, and 24/7, wherever you get your podcasts. And welcome back to the Nick Craig Show, streaming live on a Tuesday morning, YouTube, Rumble, and X, anytime, wherever you get your podcasts. We are going over details of yesterday's New Hanover County Board of Commission meeting. The meeting yesterday did include the public comment period for the proposed fiscal year 26 budget, which does kick off July 1st of this year. We've been going through some of the commentary from the commissioners and the public. I pulled this clip. It was a very interesting back and forth right after the previous comments you heard there from Commissioner Pierce. Rob Zappel decided to bring up some comments, and, well, Leanne Pierce answered some of his questions. I thought this was a very interesting back and forth.
A couple of questions have been asked. Vice Chair Pierce, you brought up the insurance rates. I know that also includes not only our own personal property taxes, but the county's insurance rate. It went up by $2.3 million. That was not included.
Well, if we're going to have a back and forth, we could do that. But
yeah,
the people that elected us to represent them are having those increases in their households, and they are not able to bear it the same way the government can. The government can bear that tax burden a lot easier than our seniors and our folks that are middle class and don't have those kind of funding resources.
I want to stop her right there. That is precisely the point. The county government has almost a $500 million budget. There is room for them to cut and save. They've got flexibility and wiggle room because it's a $500 million budget. They've got the flexibility. They've got the wiggle room. The vast majority of middle-class citizens in New Hanover County do not have hundreds of extra dollars a month that they can spend on their property taxes. That's the fact of the matter. That's the reality of the situation we live. Government has the ability to be more flexible because it's a much larger institution. If you're a single-income household or a two-income household and you're well-defined in the middle class, you likely do not have hundreds of extra dollars per month that you want to spend on your mortgage payment because your insurance went up by 10% at the beginning of the month, and now your property taxes under some of these proposed budgets are going to skyrocket. You don't have that flexibility. You've likely spent the last couple of years already making significant sacrifices. You've likely spent the last couple of years cutting down on your expenses because everything has gone up in price. Right, we saw, 9.5% inflation back just a couple of years ago? People have already made the sacrifices. People have already cut vast majorities of the discretionary things that they do out of their budget. They're tapped out. They don't have any extra funds. The government can bear that responsibility a whole hell of a lot easier than regular citizens.
I agree with you. My point is that when factoring in or creating the revenue neutral number, you would think that the insurance rates would be included in there, and they were not. So we've seen a $2.3 million increase in our insurance rates. That should be built in. We can't run the county without insurance.
Well, I've never seen a revenue-neutral budget, so it would be hard for me to say. And did we challenge our department heads to cut their expenses in each department? I don't know that we did that.
Well, actually, we did. And we did.
I never saw any cuts anywhere in any department. We did not cut taxes in this budget. All we did was increase taxes.
Last year, at this exact same time, our county manager went back to all of our departments and had them cut their department budgets.
15%.
Which they did. With the
this
same
year.
Statement.
No, this year.
No, last year.
Right, that's last year.
Right, and with the understanding that when we got to reval this year,
they get the money back.
It would take another look at it.
So if you were able to cut it last year, why can't you cut it this year?
Because it.
I just don't think we should.
As you notice there, Rob Zappel doesn't have an answer to her question. If you were able to cut it last year, why can't you cut it this year? He goes, yeah, it's because it's not a good. There's no good answer. If you were able to do without last year, why do you need it this year at the tune of almost $40 million? Listen to this again.
It would take another look at it.
So if you were able to cut it last year, why can't you cut it this year?
Because it...
I just don't think we should... You go ahead and make your statement, but if you want to go back and forth, I'm ready.
Oh, I'm just pointing out what happened last year at the same time. We were informed as a commission that they were making those cuts. And also with the idea that they could be restored.
If you can make the cut, why does it have to be restored? You didn't need it if you were able to cut it. If you have unfilled positions that someone else has been doing that job, then why do you need to fill it now? Why does that need to be back in your budget this year? You cut it last year, then you obviously didn't need it. To me, it's a common sense, logical thing. I mean, I'm not thinking in R's or D's or any of those things. I'm thinking in dollars. And that's what the people of New Hanover County elected me to do.
Elected us all to do.
Well, if we elected us all to do that, then I don't know why there's even this big of a discussion on it. Let me first say this. I have had a long-term and good relationship with Commissioner Rob Zappel. I disagree with him on this issue. I disagree with him on a lot of issues. Rob Zappel is not a bad guy. I disagree with him on this tax issue. I disagree with him as it relates to the continued increase in government. I don't believe Rob Zappel is a bad actor. And I found it very interesting that he really didn't have a retort to the comments made there by Commissioner Pierce. Her argument is a very simple one. If you were able to make the cuts last year, if somebody else was able to do the job last year, then why do you need it now? And this idea that there's been this massive decrease in spending, that there's been this major decrease in funding, is just not true. I mean, it's completely false. And I've got the evidence to back it up. Here's the general fund expenditure comparison chart from the county budget. You can go by and look at this right-hand side column, and you can see all of the increases. And where there's areas where you see major decreases, it's because of many of them are debt. For example, there's a 45% decrease in Cape Fear Community College capital contributions. That was a capital fund. That's to build things. That's what capital is. That's not a rolling expense. So that's going down big time. There's an 83% decrease in New Hanover County Schools capital. It's because it's, again, capital. But you look at almost everything else in this budget and you are seeing massive increases. 3% here, 8% there, 21% there, 17%, 41.5%. All of these things are increasing. So this idea that county staff who put this budget together really sharpened the pencil and got down to brass tacks didn't happen. And even to that point, the county manager admitted that that didn't happen. This is what he had to say as it relates to a line item budget, which the New Hanover County Commission and the New Hanover County government does not do. They have a $500 million budget, and they do not have or do line item budgeting.
My contention is, and I could be wrong, and that's ultimately for the policymakers to make, I don't believe when a penny is $8 million that you can move and balance a $500 million budget at the line item level. It has to be in broad policy decisions. What is the board going to do about K-12 funding? What is it going to do about public safety? We have taken, I believe the number from the presentation was $4.8 million of spend out of the budget. That is a half a penny. It would take many more half cent increments to move the budget in a downward way, which I think can only be achieved through a revisit of policy.
We'll get into that whole revisit of policy thing here in a couple of minutes. That to me, I almost jumped out of my chair when I heard that statement. That's the issue. This is the budget. I just showed you the picture. Here it is again. This is the budget. It's got all of these different departments and all of the different money. That's it. This is how they do their budgeting in New Hanover County. There's no line item. There's no ability to look into these individual departments and see line by line where money is being spent. It is all put in these big pots of money that in many cases can be very, very ambiguous. I mean, you can look at some of these pots of money. For example, the sheriff's office. They're looking at a $93 million budget. Is that $93 million necessary? Who the hell knows? It's not a line item budget. I'm not saying that the sheriff's budget needs to be cut. I'm using it as an example. That's a large sum of money that is being spent. $93 million. I believe it's the largest outside of the school system. It's the largest thing in the budget. And there's no line item? There's nowhere to go through and see out of that $93 million, where is that money actually going to be spent? That's why it's so hard for county staff to find savings, because there's no line item. It's just these big overarching pots of money that things are shoveled into. I would argue it would be impossible to find savings when you can't go line by line. Here's the reality of the situation. And this is how I believe it, and this is how I see it. Because there is no line item budget, it is very hard for county staff to figure out how to save money. You look at a $93 million budget for the Sheriff's Department. You look at $44 million for social services. Just two examples that are next to each other on this budget sheet. How much money could be saved in each of those budgets? Is it tens of thousands of dollars? Is it hundreds of thousands of dollars? In the case of the sheriff's budget, it could be millions of dollars that could be saved. Could, not guaranteed, but could be saved if you really dug into the details. And based on what I heard from the county manager, he said it, that they don't do line item budgeting because they've got a $500 million budget. That's why the scope, the size, and the scale of government continues to grow year after year after year. Why more and more people continue to get hired year after year after year. There's always new positions. There's always new spends. There's always new asks. When do we look at cutting? When do we look at needs versus wants? This is the quintessential question that has to be asked. Needs versus wants. Plenty of things that I want. There's plenty of things that you want. There is a difference between what you want and what you need. I need to have a roof over my head. I need to be able to pay my utility bills. I need to have gas so I can drive my car. I need to have money so I can go to the grocery store and put food on my table. That's a need. I want to be able to go on vacation. I want to be able to go out to eat. I want to be able to go out and hang out with my friends. Those are things I want to do and I enjoy doing, but I don't need them. If I don't have any money, I can't do those wants. That's not how this works. That's how you and I handle ourselves. Why is that such a far ask for the county? We've all had to make sacrifices over the last 4 years due to rising inflation. I'm positive for the vast majority of you, myself included, you didn't get a 10%+ pay increase over the last year to keep up with the rate of inflation. You didn't. Maybe, but you probably not. So you've had to make cuts other places in your budget to continue to put a roof over your head, pay your utility bills, pay your insurance, and do all of the things that you truly need to live your life. So you've probably made sacrifices to the wants. Maybe you used to go out to dinner every week. Maybe you're doing it now just twice or once a month. Add that up, save a couple hundred bucks a month. Significant increase. Significant savings. Maybe you took two family vacations every year. Maybe that's not practical now. So now you're taking one and you're using that couple of extra $1,000 to make up for everything else being so much more expensive. That's the needs versus wants that you and I do every single day. Maybe you make coffee at home for cents on the dollar instead of going to Starbucks and spending $8. Nothing wrong with Starbucks. If that's what you want to do, have at it. But it's not a need. It's a want. And so when you're going through your household budget, you can't say, well, I need to go to Starbucks every day and spend hundreds of dollars a month. That's not a need. That's a want. You could buy a $15 bag of coffee at the grocery store and use it the entire month. Needs versus wants. And that's, based on what I heard yesterday, that seems to be a huge issue within the county. They don't line item budget. And I get it. It's a $500 million budget. It would be an exorbitant amount to go through. I get it. But you're in a position where you're looking at burdening your residents with a significant increase in their monthly expenses. And I would argue that the work that would be needed to really dive into this budget is absolutely necessary to save your residents, to save your citizens hundreds of dollars, thousands of dollars over the course of the year. And if you're unwilling to do that, that's fine. But don't gaslight me into we've already cut. Don't gaslight me into we've already gone through this process and we have squeezed every damn penny we can. It's just not true. And the county manager admitted to that point. And, you know, going to this policy question, the county manager makes the point that, you know, previous boards and commissions have made various policy things like affordable housing, which, by the way, they fund at the tune of $3 million a year. So while your mortgage payment goes up next year, you can thank the county commission for their continued investment in affordable housing while your housing becomes more affordable. An interesting back and forth with the county manager and Commissioner Scalise.
I recognize the board is perpetual. It is never the same five members, but it is always a board policy. And until the same five or a new collection of members makes a change, the public policy is what it is. Unless you are investing in us, and I don't think you are, the latitude to decide what policy is appropriate and what is not, then it does take the will of the board to undo. We often talk about policy in the context of affordable housing. There was a commitment by the board. No board is bound to the next, but that said it would commit $3 million a year for 5 years to housing. And until the board as a body says that is not the priority, we as staff are going to include it, because otherwise we are countermanding and telling the board, you know what, y'all were wrong, not the five of you, but as a body, you were wrong when you made that decision. Now, if you ask us to give a recommendation based on environmental changes and the like, that's a very different issue. But to preemptively lead with a way to take $3 million out of the budget is to eliminate that is obvious. But it is, I believe, substituting your wisdom with our discretion. And I don't think we ought to do that.
Right. And that example specifically is one that I have posed. And to your credit, the majority of this board has not said we agree with Commissioner Scalise that that's one of the areas where we should cut. So, of course, you would leave it in. Whenever there's not a majority of the board telling you to remove a line item like that, you're going to leave it in. So, quite frankly, I think this discussion has been a very good one. We've fleshed out a lot of points. Obviously, we have some philosophical differences here on size and scope of government and what all of that means. But at core, I think the main takeaway is that there are certain policy decisions that this board has made previously and currently that it is staff's position you're obligated to provide the following funding amount to take care of. And this board would need to make some decisions, maybe some hard decisions, on reversing some of those policy decisions in order for staff to feel differently about the recommendation that you're making on the tax rate. Is that a fair assessment of mostly what we've discussed today?
Yes, sir. I wish I'd have said it just like you.
No.
So the board, 5, 10, 15, 25, 30 years ago, decided that they were going to do things, and those things just continue to roll over. It's very interesting. The county commissioners have had, I think, three full budget workshops since the beginning of the year, going through this process that we've talked about and have watched unfold over the last couple of months. I found yesterday's regular county commission board meeting, which typically a discussion like this doesn't unfold in this nature, to be probably the most eye-opening of them all. It's the first time I saw real substantive back and forth and debate between the commissioners, which is good. You want debate. I mean, if a commissioner, whether they're a Democrat or Republican, makes a point and somebody has a differing viewpoint, I like to hear that back and forth. I mean, you heard it with Commissioner Pierce and Commissioner Zappel. Points he brought up, she countered them, you know, back and forth. I think it's good. It was incredibly eye-opening to watch this unfold. And now what you all have been waiting for. What did Nick have to say at the county commission meeting? I'll play my comments and then an interesting story as I was walking out of the room yesterday. And I've got one more additional clip that just lends itself even more to the point of something that I mentioned in my comments. This is what I had to say at the County Commission meeting yesterday afternoon.
Good afternoon, Commissioners. I stand before you today not as just a regular citizen of New Hanover County, but a property owner that is incredibly frustrated with the process that I have watched unfold over the last couple of months. This proposed budget and the massive property tax increase included in it is a basic disrespect to every single taxpayer of New Hanover County. Every time I turn on a Board of Commissioners meeting, I hear about needs, I hear about investments, I hear about affordable housing and education. And so my question is very simple this afternoon. What about the needs of everyday citizens in New Hanover County? What about the senior who we heard from earlier who mentioned that he's on a fixed income? What about his needs? What about the family that's just moved to New Hanover County that is trying to start their life off? What about their needs? They're deciding between groceries and gas, and their taxes are going to go up by 16%. You're not entitled to a raise in revenue for your pet projects. You're not entitled to an increase in revenue for bloated government spending. We are not an endless source of cash. We are not an endless piggy bank. This has a real impact on everyday citizens. I don't take it lightly. We've all watched how so many folks have been squeezed over the last couple of years, and it's been a huge impact on everybody, regardless of your income status. I find this process to be incredibly frustrating. We're blessed that our county is growing. We're so blessed, unbelievably blessed. But that growth should lead to opportunity, not to hardship. And the fact of the matter is that raising taxes like this is frankly just lazy governance. I'm sorry to say it, but it is. It's easy to just increase taxes to spend more, almost $40 million more than last year's budget. It's punishing productivity, and it shows that this board is either out of touch or just doesn't care. Because I hear about affordable housing. I hear about making government work for the people, yet every single time we talk about a budget, we're looking at an increase in taxes. So I urge you this. Please reject this budget. Go back, find ways to resave and cycle some money around, find whatever sort of monies need to be reallocated, find efficiencies. Show us that you can govern and provide relief to the citizens of New Hanover County. I appreciate Commissioner Pierce and Commissioner Scalise for fighting this battle. I encourage the rest of you to do so. Thank you.
So those were my comments at the County Commission meeting yesterday afternoon. And I want to highlight a couple of points, and then I'll get to the interesting story when I was leaving the meeting yesterday afternoon. I called it lazy governance. And as I mentioned, you know, I don't say that lightly, but I would argue it's lazy. It's easy to just say, well, property taxes went up. Here's a $40 million increase in our budget. It's hard to go into the budget, dig item by item by item, and find significant things that need to be reduced. That's why I called it lazy governance. And the point I made about the community that we live in, it is so unbelievable the growth that our area is experiencing. And that growth should lead to significant prosperity. But what are we seeing with this growth? You and I are burdening that growth. People are having to make significant sacrifices because the cost of government continues to go up. That should not be the case. We are in such an unbelievable place in the country. Wilmington is one of the fastest growing areas anywhere in the United States. That growth should not hamper what individuals have in their bank accounts at the end of the month. That growth should not cause people to have to make significant sacrifices and cuts in their lives so they can watch county government piss away money year after year after year on pet projects. We're not a piggy bank. We don't have unlimited sources of money. We don't have the ability to go out and borrow $8 million to fund everything that we want to do. There's a finite amount of money that is available. And we have to make significant sacrifices and changes every year to keep up with that, whether it's the cost of goods, whether it's increases in insurance, increases in property taxes, it's all over the place, rising interest rates. We don't have unlimited money. And I made the point that the county government is not entitled to just raise revenue for the hell of it. They're not. Now, if you want to tell me that you're going to increase the budget by $40 million because there's $40 million worth of capital needs, that's a different story. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about a $40 million increase, now a more than $40 million increase in county government spending, seemingly just for the hell of it, because the money is there, because the money is available. I think it's a slap in the face, and as I've said during the meeting, it's a disrespect to every single taxpaying resident of New Hanover County. So I made my comments, and as I was walking out of the meeting after the public comment period ended and after the debate you watched back and forth, some guy who, I don't know who he was or who he is, made the comment to me that if you want the county commissioners to agree with what you're saying, you should not insult them. I shouldn't insult them? What did I say that was insulting? That it's lazy governance? That it appears that members of the commission are out of touch or frankly just don't care? Is that insulting to elected officials who are dangling a major property tax increase over the citizens of New Hanover County? It's an insult? And so I was jabbing back and forth with this guy. And he's like, oh, well, I've been doing this for a long time. Ah, yes, of course. You're the expert in all of this. God forbid somebody gives a reality check to local government. God forbid somebody speaks up and says, I think this is ridiculous. And I think it's lazy. And it is. And I think it's disrespectful to the residents that you are robbing them blindly because you've got a surplus and windfall of cash. I find it incredibly disrespectful. I find this process, as I mentioned, incredibly frustrating. But this is where we are. And to prove the point that this is not serious and that it's just free money, who the hell cares? Listen to my final clip. This is about a 1 cent difference that was brought up by Commissioner Scalise.
I will also note that the notion of revenue neutral is not a maybe term or an ill-defined term. It is a statutorily defined term that refers to the money that we spent last year, slightly adjusted for inflation. That's what revenue neutral means. So whether or not revenue neutral is the correct course of action is obviously a policy decision for this board to make, but it's not a term that is undefined. It is absolutely known. We know that it is, and we keep bandying numbers around. Unless I'm very wrong, it's 29.1. That's what we've been talking about since the beginning. Did it somehow become 29.2, or is it still 29.1?
I may be the victim of establishing it as 29.2. That is what I have shared. If I'm wrong, I apologize, and it would be the equivalent of $1 million. And so,
yeah, I mean, that's why I want to be clear. This is not a small issue. 0.1 cent is something that's very meaningful, and unless I'm very wrong, all of our original documentation said that revenue neutral was 29.1. Is that not correct?
The original documentation showed 29.2. At a subsequent work session, the number 29.1 was mentioned. I didn't correct it. I didn't think it was worthwhile to make a correction for 0.1 cents.
All right. But well, 29.2 then. Even still, it's important for us to have those numbers in exacting amounts, because they do matter, and obviously that $1 million makes a difference in terms of what we can pay for with existing budget constraints and what we're allowed to go for beyond that, or go from beyond that.
Did you hear the comment made there? I don't remember the gentleman's name. He's in the finance department. He goes, I didn't correct it because I didn't think the 1 cent mattered. You didn't think that the $1 million mattered? You're in the freaking finance department of New Hanover County and you didn't correct the commissioners? That's only $1 million. Who cares, right? Just $1 million. There's your problem. That's the entire show wrapped up into a 15-second soundbite. There it is. I didn't think it was pertinent. It was just 1 cent. Just $1 million. Who cares? Right? I mean, we piss away $1 million all the time over here. We have a $500 million budget. Who cares? Just $1 million. Didn't think it was pertinent to bring it up. Wow. So, with all of that being said, this is where we stand this morning. There is supposedly going to be another budget work session that takes place sometime in the next couple of weeks. The fiscal year starts July 1. And with that taking place, you still have an opportunity. And I strongly encourage you to email members of the New Hanover County Board of Commissioners. For those listening on watching on video this morning, you can see the email below. For those listening, their email address is NHC Commissioners. So NHC Commissioners, all one word, at nhcgov.com. NHC Commissioners with an S, plural, at nhcgov.com. I implore you this morning to send an email to the Board of Commissioners and encourage them to find the savings, find the monies that exist within the budget to work towards a revenue neutral tax rate. That's the key word, revenue neutral tax rate. The county budget does not need to increase by $40 million. Yesterday, I was pretty confident that we were going to have a final vote on this budget. It appears that specifically the chairman of the board, Bill Rivenbark, has some additional questions that he wants answered. I implore you as citizens of New Hanover County to reach out to your commissioners, all five of them, not just one specifically, all five of them, and encourage them to get back in the negotiating room, to sit back down with county staff and find ways to save money, to find ways to work forwards and work closer to a revenue neutral rate. NHC commissioners at nhc.gov or nhcgov.com, excuse me. That's their email address. I'll have a link to it in the show notes over at patreon.com/Nick Craig. NHC commissioners at nhcgov.com. It was great to hear so many people speak publicly about this yesterday. It's great to hear so many folks stand up and talk about these increases, talk about how it's time for government to live within its means. We've got to keep the pressure on. We've got to continue to encourage our local lawmakers to sit down with the budget, sit down with the county manager, sit down with the county staff, and find the savings. Find the bloat. Find the fat. And find the things that the county government no longer needs to fund. The end result is the difference between you potentially paying thousands of more dollars a year in your property taxes. I encourage you to do so. I'll be sending emails over the next couple of weeks. I am awaiting details as to when this budget, last budget workshop is set to be scheduled. I will be there. We'll be watching it. We'll go through the details and provide all of it to you right here on the Nick Craig Show. Once again, I want to thank our great friends over at the Law Group here in Wilmington for their continued support. Visit them online at lawgroupnc.com or give them a call at 910-251-6088. That's going to do it for a Tuesday edition of the Nick Craig Show. Thanks for joining us live this morning on YouTube, Rumble, and X, and 24/7, wherever you get your podcasts. Have a great day.